Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Thanks for listening. Today, we're going to wander down the path of IT fragility. In particular, we're going to talk about the fragility of information within the IT pantheon. If you think about information, it's something that can make or break many companies. Some information, you don't care if it gets out. One of the interesting realities and interesting quandaries of information is that in some cases misinformation is actually not bad, and lost information doesn't impact. So, for example, a book getting out and then people saying, I hate that book, sometimes actually will increase sales for the book. So that concept of fragile information, in that case, the information isn't fragile. The complaints, issues, concerns, and realities of that book mean that, in fact, the fragility of the information is less anti-fragile, as stated in the wonderful book, Anti-Fragile. But most corporate information is fragile. We build governance systems, we build IT security systems around the information that we have because we can't afford to have that information get out, get free, be in the wild. The great example is always, the formula for new Coke. Right? If Coke knows what that formula is, they're ahead. If everybody else knows what that formula is, Coke's in trouble. They're behind. Their IP or intellectual property is at risk. And that interesting reality is part of the problem of fragility. But the other side of fragility is something that Bill Gates said many years ago, to get the right information at the right time to make good decisions or to make the right decision. The timeliness of the information is also critical when you consider the reality of information fragility. If I don't get the information fast enough, I can't act quickly enough, and the information causes fragility. The risk of the information not being delivered on time becomes the issue. There are, of course, a number of types of information, and within that types of information, there are a number of types of fragility. The first two we've already talked about, right, which is information I cannot afford to lose. That's fragile information. Information that I have to have at a certain time. That's also fragile information. And finally, the last piece of fragile information is information that I have to go beg for. A lot of organizations have IP infrastructures or seniority-based systems that basically means you got to go find the expert. You got to go find that one person that knows it, and they're going to give you the information in a locked PDF file, or they're going to, give you that information one piece at a time, never enough. The reality and the value of information is that you can consume it and reconsume it and consume it again and even 15 more times if you want to without having to pay a cost each time you consume the information. So that gives us our framework, right? Our three component pieces that we have to worry about. Information that can't be lost because it's proprietary. Information that cannot be delivered on a time that isn't appropriate because the time actually impacts the fragility of the information and the cause of loss on the other side. And then last but not least, the expert system. And expert systems are probably the most interesting, but the least impactful in terms of the fragility of information, because ultimately what happens with expert systems is over time, the expert either solidifies their position to the point where there's no point in even arguing it, or they become superfluous. One too many locked PDF files, and you really don't care what the expert knows. You just stop asking, because who cares, right? That person's just going to send you a locked PDF file. There's no value. So when we consider that three aspect, the triangle of information and the triangle of intellectual property, then we begin to see the fragility. The interesting problem, and I like to use it as a Venn diagram, with the three circles being the three topics that we just discussed. So that is the fragility of information that cannot be lost proprietary, the fragility of information that has to be delivered in a certain time frame, and then finally the expert culture that delivers locked information on their scale and their time. Those three, if you look at the intersection point, and there is an intersection point, you begin to see where you can create a way to make the information within your organization anti-fragile or no longer fragile. So if you think about fragility is bad. You do not want fragile information because it puts you at risk. Either that information isn't delivered in the appropriate time, people can't act quickly enough, and therefore the information is useless. People you know, you can't afford to lose that information. And then finally, you know, that last one again, that expert system. The experts get the information and they never disseminate it or share it with anybody else. It's why I've been thinking about the concepts of information for so many years. I started in the IP world in roughly 1997, 1998, started looking at ways to improve IP. I still argue, in most cases, I can go into a senior room in any organization in the world, and I can probably find unique or proprietary information on the laptops in that room that probably would sink the company. And probably not having that in the general knowledge pool will eventually sink the company anyway. That reality is something that many organizations are beginning to try to deal with, because the reality is you cannot have information as a limiter within the organization. But the other side of information and that whole reality of information is just, you know, what can you do with it once you have it? So that expert system. And there are a number of types of expert systems that we have around information that have been built up over the years, and we don't even blink an eye. One of them is the interesting reality of classifying information. There are government entities that spend a lot of time figuring out what information is classified, non-classified, public domain, for official use only, so on and so forth. And they stamp that information with those proper nomenclature tags so that that information exists in the right place. They create what are called information ladders so that you can move information in and out of a specific classification strata. In the U.S., we go from, you know, for official use only, for your eyes only, to secret, to top secret compartmentalized information. Each of those being a little bit more up the security tree, each of those being a little bit more expensive to maintain. And sometimes the information that is classified can actually be more useful unclassified, and so you end up running into other problems. But that's neither here nor now, nor is that the topic of today's podcast. The focus today is instead on that three triangle that I laid out, the initial triangle of the fragility of information. And I'm going to end with this last thought on this process, which is if you take the concept of an expert system, you take the concept of information not delivered at the right time frame, and then if you take the concept of information our company cannot afford to lose, and you put those all together, you begin to understand why many organizations approach information as a fragile component of their business. My name is Scott Anderson. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.